My second point or question, I'm the communications director for the Nevada, for the Libertarian Party of Nevada.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I talk about a lot with my colleagues and just friends, Nevada is one of the most libertarian states in the union, right? Gambling, divorce, prostitution, legalized marijuana. And yet, it is one of the most, from a perception standpoint, corrupt states in the union with respect to people both in this county and around the state getting away with stuff that maybe they shouldn't be. As the top law enforcement officer of the state, what do you say to that? Is that a real perception? Do you think that's realistic, or is that just someone who's
bummed? I'd say that's a pretty general comment.
Right.
Certain counties have their issues.
Right.
And a lot of it is that, like, county commissioners kind of have a little inside track on things where they break the law, not typically, but it's, you know, stuff that may look inappropriate.
Right.
And
right.
You got a ballot for that. And
right.
It's just that's a way to take people out. I will say, we just had a long conversation about this on our drive with the former governor over there.
Like, uh-huh.
Certainly for state government.
Right.
I mean, we're a pretty straight up state. You know, I mean, they're like, hey, they may be too liberal, and, you know, this and that,
right.
But I mean, there's not bags of cash being handed
right.
out. And,
well, Joe Conforti was an influence here in the county when I was growing up, and that was not the case then. I mean, he used that cash to influence this county. So things are changing. I agree. I do.